Emily, how's the whole experience been so far for you as a coach?
It's been a fantastic experience. Playing so many games in such a short space of time has been great because we've been able to turn around quickly and build momentum, especially in the pool stages, and we're really pleased to win 4-4. Drawing Jamaica in the quarterfinal was always going to be a challenge, and I was really impressed with the way we performed. We had a game plan and we delivered. So that took us to the semi-final, and naturally we're a little bit disappointed with the outcome of that, but we picked ourselves up and we're raring to go for the bronze medal match tomorrow.
Are you able to take it in just yet, or will it be something you'll reflect on when you get back home?
I think a bit of both. It's been pretty hectic, so there's not been much time to stop and think. So I definitely think there'll be a moment of getting home and thinking, has that really just happened? But at the moment, I'm feeling really positive about everything, and so are the girls.
How's the whole atmosphere been like there? Not just for you, but for the players?
It's been great. England are a very popular team in Botswana. So even off the court, everywhere we go, whether it's the supermarket, travelling on the bus, we have so much support. It's fantastic. In the arena, particularly if there's an African country playing, it's so loud. The fans here have been great.
Have you been impressed with the support from home?
Yes, we've loved the support, especially on Twitter and Facebook. And we've all been getting lots of messages from friends and family who've been watching it on the live streaming. So that's been absolutely fantastic.
The nice thing is as well, the home nations are obviously out there as well, and we're all supporting each other.
Yes, it's been really great. We regularly send messages to each other, wishing each other good luck, and we support each other in the stadium. So it's been really positive.
You mentioned the locals briefly. What's it like for them having something of this calibre there?
Oh, they absolutely love it. In the city, there's a vibe, especially when we're getting police escorts to the venue. All the cars pull over and they wave to us as we whiz by. We go to the supermarket and people at the checkout are congratulating us. So they're all definitely getting behind it and they're keeping up to date and they know exactly what's going on.
Especially with people like George walking around with pink hair.
Yes, everyone seems to know who George is. I think the pink hair has helped.
How have you found the standards of the other under-21s team? Anyone impressed you more than you thought?
I think Fiji have given us a really physical, tough game. We've obviously got them tomorrow. Jamaica always give us a physically tough game, but we pretty much expected that. Australia delivered a tough game like we expected. So I don't think we came here underestimating anybody, and the teams have delivered exactly what we expected in terms of the ones we've played. We've been impressed with Scotland. I think they've overachieved compared to last time that they played in the World Youth Cup. So it's been really pleasing to support them and see them playing in the top eight.
And that game tomorrow is against Fiji, who you've already met. Will it be the same approach?
We've taken the same approach with every team, regardless of who they are. We do our homework, we have our meetings, we prepare exactly the same, and we attack it exactly the same. We're not complacent. If anything, we're being extra cautious because we've played them once before, so they know what to expect. So we know we've got to up our game again.